The Gemara on the top of the Avam Beis has a shaila if yesh yad like kiddushin or not. Is there a din of yadis when it comes to kiddushin or not? So basically, you said a lashon of kiddushin of Haran Mekadeshesli, but you didn't see the complete lashon. You're missing some words. Is that a valid lashon kiddushin or not? Do we have a din of yadis by kiddushin just like we have by nedarim? That's the shaila of the Gemara. And there's a famous kasha. I'm asking this shaila Gemara. It's very difficult to understand what the shaila is. This is asked by the Mashal Reb Chaim, as his kasha brought down in the first Berachah Shmuel from a Baruch Ber on Kiddushin Siman Aleph, that l'chaim, it's very difficult to understand the whole Shai L'Gemara. Bishlama by Yadis, there's a din dibur. There's a din you have to speak. So if there's a din dibur, you could clear, is there a din Yadis or not? If you don't have a complete dibur, if you have a partial dibur, does it work or not? Does that constitute a dibur or not? But by Kiddushin, in fact, Reb Chaim, there's no din dibur. There's no din you have to have a dibur. There's no din bitis v'saim, like you have by Nadarim. You just have to make a ma'aseh kiddushin, and it has to be known that you're coming to be mekadosher. So if there's no din dibur, then who cares if yesh yadas or not? If you said a lashon, which we know for sure you mean kiddushin, that's not a shaila. We know for sure that you mean to be mekadosh, like we see in the round over here. Just a shaila doesn't go into the words or not. So if we know for sure a kavana, you have an umdana, they're coming to be mekadosh, then about it should work. Why do we need a din of yadas b'chal? And he brings a raya from the Gemara in kiddushin, the Avavim and Alf, where the Gemara says beferish that if even though you need a dibur by kiddushin, you have to say harad mekadoshes li. But if there are sukkim ba'isa inyan. If they've been discussing getting married, getting engaged, and they're speaking about Kiddushin, and then he goes ahead and he gives her a pruta, then that is good Kiddushin, even if you never said the words Harayat Mekadesh Asli, because the whole reason why you need Harayat Mekadesh Asli is to prove, to have an umdana that you want to be Mekadesher. But if we have a outside umdana, we know it from the fact that the Sukkim Baisa Inyan, that itself is good enough. You don't need any dibur at all. So we see clearly if you don't have a that if you have an umdana that he wants to be mekadosher, we don't need a dibur. There's no need for a dibur. So who then over here, when he said a lashon, which is a yad, even if any yad is the kiddushin, it shouldn't make a difference. So ma'aseh, it's mukach from the lashon, they want to be mekadosher. If you know they want to be mekadosher, then we have an umdana that you want kiddushin. And why do you, who cares if there's din yad or not? Let it work midin umdana. As I fact, Rabbi Achbar b'shem Reb Chaim. And Rabbi Achbar brings from Reb Chaim a teretz, very short teretz that he said, a couple words, and he goes on to be masber b'arichas. And Reb Chaim's lashon was, he says, with teretz my rabbi. So that's muchach from here, that from a lashon of kiddushin, we do not make a umdana. Now what does that mean? So Baruch Ber is masber, that the pshat is like this, that it's true that an umdana helps by kiddushin, but that's only if it's an umdana menachutz, if it's some type of outside umdana that proves that you're trying to be mekadosher. But if it's not an outside umdana, if the umdana is gufa coming from the lashon of kiddushin that you did, that can't create an umdana, that's not a good umdana for kiddushin, and that would not work. Now, what's the pshat in that? Who cares if the umdana comes from outside sources when you're being medaber ima, or it comes from the lashon of kiddushin that you did? Why should I make an afgamina? So, what it seems to be that Rabbi Achbar means is that this is kain the svar of the karnari, which we mentioned earlier, that a person has two options. You have two ways to be mekadosh and isha. You could do it through dibur, perhaps mekadosh asli, or you could do it through an umdana. And each one is fine. But if you decide to do it through dibur, if you start to be mekadosh through dibur, then you can't take that dibur and turn it into an umdana, because the fact that you're being mekadosh with dibur shows that you want the kiddushin to happen with dibur, not with umdana. And therefore, the kiddushin could only happen through the dibur. And if the dibur is no good, then you can't rely on the umdana. If you didn't do a dibur and you only have an umdana, the umdana is fine. So you didn't do a dibur. You're a sukkim by sa'inyan. We could figure out the one kiddushin, and then we could rely on the umdana. But if you went through the mahalach of dibur, you decided to say harad mekudashus, but you didn't do a proper dibur, even though we have an umdana, we know exactly what you mean, but being that you wanted to go with a mahalach of dibur, not of umdana, we can no longer rely on umdana. It has to be a good dibur, and therefore you have to come on to the sugya of yesh yad l'kiddushin, whether it's a din yadus or not. Now, it still needs a little bit of beer, because this musik that we say, that if you want to do through dibur, not through machshava, doesn't work. That is true when the machshava is being piled something, like by nedarim, you're creating a chaleis neder through the machshava. But over here, the din umdana of you have that kiddushin, lechar is not being piled anything. The kiddushin is what's piled the chalais. We just need to know the das of the baal. We need to know that he has das kinyan. So if you need to know that he has das kinyan, then who cares if you meant to do the das kinyan through dibur, not through umdana? At the end of the day, we could figure out that he wants a kiddushin. It should be good. It's very hard to hear over here that if I meant to do it through dibur, I can't figure out the umdana that happens because of the dibur, because I wanted to use dibur. This is just a technical thing to know your das. What do we care what your kavana was if I wanted to do it through kiddushin or umdana? The chayr should not make a difference by kiddushin. So this brings to another chiddush of Bechber says, which is when I get to kiddushin, you see from here that the din of the das abal by kiddushin is not just like any kinyan where you just need to know that he wants the ma'aseh kinyan, and over here you need to know that he wants the kiddushin. That about is true, but benaisaf, in addition to that, there's another din that the das of the baal is a chelik of the ma'aseh kicha. It's a chelik of the ma'aseh kiddushin. He's actually being piled the kiddushin through his gilui das. Umimela, there's two ways to be Megaliadas, either through an Umdana or through a Dibur. And if you decide to do it through a Dibur, you can't rely on the Umdana. If you do it with Umdana alone, it would be fine. So that's basically how he's mazur the status of Reb Chaim, that being that the Das of the Baal is part of the Masekicha, and you decided to do it through Dibur, we can't make an Umdana through a Dibur. But if you did it alone with a Sikkim Basani, without a Dibur, then about you could rely on the Umdana alone. That's the Mahalach of Reb Achmer B'Shem Reb Chaim. There is a different test given by the Tarz Gittin and Simon Kufa Malaf. He says, Pasha, to answer this kasha, he says, you see from the sugi that Taka Kiddushin does need Dibra. There is a din of Dibra for Kiddushin, not like we thought, and there's Mamasha din Dibra like Nadarim, and therefore you have to come out to the din of Yadis, and an Umdin without Dibra, Taka wouldn't work. Now the Pella is, it's very nice to say that based on our sugi, but you have a whole sugi in Kiddushin of a sugi by Sa'inian, where you see clearly they don't need Dibra, because even if there's no Dibra at all, as long as there's a sugi by Sa'inian, it seems to work. So that's Tzarechim, that's a Shaka Kasha and Nisivas. How could he say that there's din Dibra by Kiddushin? If the Gemara in Kiddushin says that a Sukkim by Sinyan does work. So perhaps you can answer this, I'll be a Gvaldik Chiddush from the Meiri. The Meiri in that Sugya in Kiddushin, on Davav, he says that, he says, Tzarech Shetedah, Shadibar, Biska Kiddushaya, Tzarech Shieba, Lashon, Shiloh, Hayakiyotzeba, Bekiddushin, Yehemaya. Dr. Meiri, when does a Sukkim by Sinyan work? That's only if within your conversation with her about Kiddushin, you threw in some type of Lashon that would be a valid Lashon Kiddushin. There was an Amir of Kiddushin that was said. Definitely not the Pashas of Sugim, but it's Masha from the Miri that he held that a Sugim Bas Inyan by itself doesn't work. It's only that we assume if you had a conversation about Kiddushin, at some point in time you threw in a Lashon over at Mekadeshishli or some type of Lashon Kiddushin, and therefore a Taka works within that Lashon. So if either Miri, it's not the Pshat that an Umdana works, but when you have a conversation about Kiddushin, we assume that a proper Lashon Kiddushin was said at some point, and it's that Dibur which is making the Kiddushin. Gvaldika Chiddush, not like the other Rishonim. But I'll go bundle feed that. Maybe that could be how the Tar is getting learned. The Taka needed Din Dibur, and we assume there was a Din Dibur, and that's why there's a Sugi B'Yashad L'Kiddushin. If you're Baruch Rei, you don't need to come out of that. There Taka is no Din Dibur. There's a Din Umdana, but the Umdana has to come outside of the Dibur. Once you do Dibur, you can't rely on Umdana, and the way Baruch Rei is Masber of Chaim.